From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Militants killed 14 policemen and wounded 8 in a shootout during a raid on Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Milton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
There has been no claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Earlier, a false claim of responsibility from Hassam circulated on social media and was reported in various media outlets. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis promising to keep the lines of communication open with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of 4 U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. McCain complained that it was easier to get information about military operations under former President Barack Obama. The U.S. military has blamed Islamic State militants for the deaths of the 4 Special Forces soldiers and says it's investigating the attack early this month. Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing a week ago when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed is reportedly expected to announce the new offensive to deal with the terrorists within a few days. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A team of